Ruba, if it's not a very big keli, so stam breaking a shear of a remainder, it means nothing. So then it's only mitama in oil amaze if you have a shear that rove is broken. Mashenkin zut, if you have a small kli cheres, the drashi kumaitsu riman botale mikli. Because the shear started at the kli is pretty small. So then if you have the size of remainder, that's botale the shame kli legamri. It's not called the kli cheres at all. The place is here to kashin rashi. What's the pshat from Ravavi and Zutri? What's called big and what's called small? And you're not saying claw what the shear is. So therefore, Tosis learns a little bit. Tosis says, "Veniru l'ri, the Ravavi kamaitzerimun enechnami." With a big kli, then the shear of a kli cheres, how much of a hole do you have to have to say that it's bottled the shem kli that the tumen and oil amaze comes into it is enough for the rimun? Over Zutri, mashenkin of the kli is a small kli to start off with. Shemaitzerimun hu yoisim eroiv. That if you'll need the shear taken out of Rimun, that's even bigger than Rove with a Kli, then Sagi Baroiv, that's enough with Rove with a Kli. So Pshat is like this, he's being Yashav. Really, if you have a hole the size of a Rimun, that makes it Oishen Kli Lagarmi. Mashenkin, if you have a smaller Kli, that to break Rove with a Kli is even less than the size of a pomegranate, that's also enough to Mavato the Shen Kli. That's Pshat Nidma. Mavait. Omer Rabasi. Shainin, we learned before, Kli Cheres Shiyuroi Bekoinis Mashke. What's the halacha to start to mevatel the shame Kli, to make it ois Kli? It needs at least a hole, the size hole, so that water could come into it. But let's say the hole is so small that only water goes out, we said it's still called the Kli, even the Geit Kli Cheres. Even the Geit to Mayim Chaim of the Kiddush Mechatis. So the marvel Omru Moitse Mashka, when did the first bride to say that if the hole is so small that just the water inside will go outside, Eli in Gistra Bavad was only said Nageta Gistra. That means if you have a broken Klicheris that's broken already, and now this half, this one side of the Klicheris, you miyaka to use it, so you say it's Makabu Tumma, but it's only Makabu Tumma calls them out of Shalom and has no holes. If it has the smallest hole, even just that the water could go out, it's Torah. For the more my time, what kind of svar is this? Since you're telling me a hole is so small that the water could only go out, but the water can't come in through that hole, it's not mevatel the shem kli. So why by gistera is it yet mevatel the shem kli? Amamazutra bread Rav Nachman lefi shein imrim habo gistera le gistera. Plus poshit, since you're starting off with a broken kli anyway, so close the mind, it's a little bit more broken. People don't use it already. So Rashi shein imrim habo gistera acheres le gistera zu. Is when you want to use this broken kli, if you can have a small hole that the water will start dripping out, you don't say, bring me another broken kli to fix this kli, lekabla tipin. Avo kli sholem, Hashem can have a kli sholem, a good kli, chasen alov, then people still care about it, they want this kli. When mishumeka prutas, since they have such a small hole that just the water inside will start dripping out very, very slowly, is leishadule, people don't throw it away. They come and say, bring us better another small broken piece of kli underneath it, and we'll use that to mekabel the tipin. But I call upon them, this kli they still use. So that's the svara. If you have a sholem dik kli, people still use it even after it has such a small hole that the water will start going out. Mashenka, if the kli itself is a broken kli, so people don't bring a second broken kli to help out to mekabel the tipin that will drip out of this kli, they're going to throw away this kli. Therefore, it's not a kli anymore to mekabel tuma. Tomorrow, Amar Ula, kli gibo trei amiroi b'marovitz. Machloek is two amiroi in Eretz Yisrael. Reb Yosi baravin, Reb Yosi bazavdim. Machloek is these two amiroi. Chadoma kemoitzi rimein. One said the shear is if the hole is big enough for rimein and pomegranates to go through. The chadoma kesher rishkotim. And one said no, the hole has to, even though the hole is so small, that just a small root, a small shervish can go through the hole, that also makes it not called a kli. Now what are we talking about? So Drashi, Pli gibor behech shel zroim. The shailer is the zroim, the fruits that are growing in this type of a flower pot. How much of a hole do you have to have in the flower pot to make this fruit called mechubel kaka, like it's called an osetz nokov? There's a hole in the flower pot. So what's growing in the flower pot is considered, gets its nourishment from the ground, that's considered mechub lekarker. How big does the hole have to be to give it a shame mechub lekarker? That's these two machloekisim. One said you need a big shear of a rimon, has to be a big hole that pomegranates could go through. The chadal manal be you have a shirish cotton, a very small hole just for the root to go through. So the more of a simnecha echad amabe v'echad amande. The simmets, remember these two shittes, is this mishnah says echad amabe v'echad amande. Strashi. The simmet, the loy tito, l'neima chadam kamoitzei zayis. Don't say like one of them said an in-between shear of kamoitzei zayis. Is this brisa, echad amabe v'echad amande v'vachi chavin. Brisa, in the more menochis, v'hi l'chol the simmet, she'echad min amaroyim ribu l'shar begodesh b'shloshtet. One of them said tremendous big shear. That's the shear of a pomegranate. The yechad memayit l'shar b'kotn shav shloshim. One saying the smallest shear there is. Leibe bein, they don't talk about the middle shear. Yeah. Kainis mashku, ma'it simesh ashe lekel emutei b'hol din yizroim. But about the smallest shear, where they're so small, just water could go out. But water could come in, that avada has no sheiches to give it a shame, otzitz nokuv, that it could be mechub l'karker. Hey, it's the least shear you have to have, is a shear whole enough that the sheirish, a small root, could go through. But less than that, pshit is not called mechub l'karker. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Chinano Bar Kana, Mishmei de Rabbi Eliezer. It's the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Kli Cheres. You have a Kli Cheres, an earthly Kli. Shiurai Kamoitzi Zaysim. The Shiri is Kamoitzi Zaysim, Zatrashi, Letai Mituma. Miluitsu, the Kli Cheres was Makabu Tuma. A Sheretz or a Mace touched the Kli Cheres, it's Tomei. If you want to be Matayrit right now, you have to break it. How big hole do you have to make? How big is the hole? Does the hole have to be to Matayrit? Right? The shear of kizaisim, because usually it's a kli oichel that's used for food. If the hole is so big that owls go through, you don't use it anymore. So tomorrow, umak shisha braid the rabba misayim bo mishmed rebbe Eliezer harei henke kli glolim u kli avonim u kli adama she'ein mekablim tuma. As they hold, once you have this shear, once the hole was big enough for owls to go through, it's tor and it's not mekabel tuma anymore. It has a dinna mamish like kli glolim, kli avonim. Means kli glolim means kelim made out of the shmutz of the behemoth. Kli avonim, stam stones, or kli adom, an earthly kli, that's not makabu tum at all. So trashi reyuk kli glolim, mi shenikiv kemaitzi zayis. Once there's a hole in this kli cheris, the size of owls to go through, it's mitair le'elam v'ed. V'afilu yichtum remainim. Even though now you changed your mind and want to use this kli to hold pomegranates inside it. Still, it's Torah. It's not much like a kli glolim now. For drash, I v'od etnan. We learned v'od etoni. We learned before kli bali or stam v'od etnan kli bali batim is shiur kumainim. That's such a shear that balabatim that used the hold pomegranates. So then the shear is how much of a hold do you have to have on the kli to make a Torah the shear of a pomegranate. So you see a kli that's less than a pomegranate. The hole is yemakam utumim. So drash, gabi kli eitz tanin la masechta kelim. That's talking about a kli eitz. But this man the yom holds by kli cheres. Once it has the shear of a zayis, or aleph can go through that hole, that kli is ois tome, it's not makabel tumer anymore. Loi medivri. Smer loi medivri. Torah of loi medivri seifim. It's not makabel tumer, even midri abonim. Of a linyin, some and posel, that is aloch, though that is this kli, is in an oil hameis. So then the oil hameis, the meis is matame, anything that's inside the kli, unless it has a good cover on top of the kli. Then, the cover is matzel, that what's inside is not makabel tuma, ache yivchas rubai. Then you need a lushir. Then abi, the hole is big enough that rove of the kli is like broken. So then that hole gets a chain, pesach now, and we say the tumas from the erlamein goes through that hole, through that pesach. But kolzman, it's less than rubai. Since the opening, the pesach is closed with a cover, and the erlamein, the tuma doesn't go through. The mar hadron lecha matzniyah. Zok the Mishnah. Hazorik Mishus Hayochid. The Rishus Rabin. If somebody throws out on Shabbos the Chepitz from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Rabin, or else from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Hayochid, he throws from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Hayochid, it's Chayim. That's a Nisoitso. Mirishus Hayochid, Rishus Hayochid, Rishus Rabin Bienza, he threw from one Rishus Hayochid, from one house, to another house, across the street, over the Rishus Rabin. Is Rabbi Akiva Machayim.
Rabbi Kiva holds his chayiv, and we'll see the time of the Gemara why. Chayiv is he also has kluta kenishu in chadami, that when you threw it through the Rishus Rabin, it's considered as if it landed in the Rishus Rabin. Therefore, it blinds that you made hoitzur, and then you chayiv again. The Chomin says no, there's no hanocha. It didn't let rest in the Rishus Rabin, so the stam went from one Rishus Yochin to another Rishus Yochin. Therefore, you put it. Heitzad, what's the case? Shtei gezustroyes, zu kineged zu. If you have two like balconies, like a balcony, like a porch sticking out of your house, shtei gezustroyes, trashi rabbonin karmel. This is rabbonin shita. Gezustroyes a trashi, gezustroyes is zizin hayetzim nakoisim. It's like a piece of wood that comes out of the wall. O manichin alein nesorim lahalach. And you could put beams on it that you can walk on it. It's almost like a balcony sticking out of your house. Yes, you have two of them. Shtei gzustorius. Zu kineged zu v'shus rabin. They're both one kineged the other one. Rashi, zu kineged zu v'shnei tzidi v'shus rabin. V'hein v'shus hayochid shegvoyes yud v'roch v'dalet. Almost like you have a street, and on two sides of the street, there's a house. And each house has a balcony sticking outside the house. Yeah? And the balcony has a din b'shus yochid as Rashi, because it's gevoya yud b'rochev dalet. Yeah? So the first year, you want from across the street, you want to throw something from your balcony to your friend across the street. Zul kenegazu, b'shus rabin. Is ha-moshet v'ha-zerik, whether you hand from your balcony to your friend's balcony, or else v'ha-zerik, you throw. Mezul zu is potter, fight the same smorim. Since the Akira and the Loch is from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Yochid, in between Rishus Rabin you did not stop, therefore you potter. Trashi potter, Shloi Mitzinu, Zrika, Voishotem, Melechas HaMishkim, Rishus Yochid, Rishus Yochid. You don't find anywhere they handed from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid, for Rochid, Rishus Rabin, Mavsik, Biemza, Bibenehim. And the Rishus Rabin was in between them. That you don't find. Shloi Hoysa, Voidas, Lavi, and Kach, Loishit, Kroshim, Miagol, Liagol, Shebetzida. They didn't hand from one wagon to the other wagon on the bitshibitzida, the side of it. Elo, what did they used to do? They used to travel in the Mishkan. They used to have like rows of two wagons, two, no, one in front of another. So they didn't hand across from one to the other. That would mean from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid through the Rishus Rabim. But they used to hand backwards. One row of wagons used to hand the Kroshim backwards, one wagon back to the other wagon. So Rashi, Eloli Agolas Shalafneh, only the wagon in front of it. Sha'arba Agolas Toilov Lame Road, used to have four wagons. Shoyunaisin Karashia Mishkan, that was carrying the beams of the Mishkan. Vehain Holchin Shtayim Kiechot Zu, Vitzad Zu, they used to go two and two. Kadirmina Begumar, Ugyashoya Perkin, that's the Mishkan, they took off the Mishkan, Lito and Alagolas. To put the beams, to put the kroshim on top of the wagons, hoyumamidin ha'agolos kaderach lechosim. They used to get the wagons ready the way they're going to travel. Two connected two. Shtayim zueitzuzu samach lemishkan. The shtayim zueitzuzu lefneim. Derech lechosim liarech rishus rabim and long the length of the rishus rabim. Shoyuroitzim lahalech achar omud honim. They want to go in the back of the omud honim. Hoyulach lefneim, the one in front of them. Or Porky and Mishkan, the ones that took down the Mishkan, Hoyu Moshita and Akroshim, used to hand the Kroshim, Loisa and Shalstea Golas, to the people on top of the two wagons, Hasmuchas the Mishkan, they were near the Mishkan, Vehain Moshita and Loisa and Shmein, and they would hand it to the two in front of them. Abu Miagola and Liagola Shevitzidil, Hoyu Tzrichim Loishit. They didn't have to hand from one wagon to the other wagon on the same side of it, like a crosswinds. Shereishtein Smuchas, the Porky and the Mishkan. The kids say you had two wagons right near the Mishkan, then you had two wagons in front of these two wagons. So the two wagons right next to the Mishkan, they used to hand the Kroshim straight onto them. Now the people on this wagon would hand it to the wagon in front, and the other wagon would hand it in front of him. So come to say, they never handed a cross from one wagon to the other cross. They only handed it in front of them, from one wagon to the wagon in front of them. So then let's look at the Mishnah again. Keita, that's the Mishnah. Shtei gzuz toros. He had these two balconies. Zu kineged zu b'shus rabim. If they're straight across b'shus rabim, so hamoishet gazorik mezulah zu is potter. Because that they didn't do in the Mishkan. They didn't hand across to b'shus rabim. Mashekin ho you shtein b'diyut achas. Like you have two houses. You're on one side of the street. Like you and your next door neighbor, your next door house. So you're both on the same side of the Rishus Rabin. Now, HaMoshit Chayiv, if you hand from your balcony to your neighbor's balcony, and the Avar in between is Avar Rishus Rabin, that's Yichayiv. Because that's the way they handed in the Mishkan. They used to hand the Kerashim from one wagon to the wagon in front of them. So even though it was from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Yochid, but since the Avar in between was Avar Rishus Rabin, and this way Yichayiv. Mashenken Gazorik Potter. If you throw what you put, because they didn't throw this in the Mishkan, the Kerashim were too heavy to throw, they only handed it one to the other. So that's a Chiddush. If you Moshit, if you hand something from one side of the Rishus Yochid, from your balcony, and to your neighbor's balcony that's on the same side of the Rishus Rabim, that's the same way they handed the Kerashim. In the Mishkan, that's a Malacha. That the Mishnah, why? Shekach Hoysa Avoidas HaLevim. That's the way the Levim used to carry the Kerashim of the Mishkan, the boards of the Mishkan. Shtei Agolas used to have two wagons, Zu, Achazu, Rishus Rabim. They used to have two wagons, two pairs, one, two in front of two. Melo Moshita Nakroshim Izulazu. Each, like we said, two wagons were right next to the Mishkan. So they used to put the Mishkan straight onto the first two wagons. Now these two wagons, each wagon would hand it to the wagon in front of them. So like in between the two wagons was the Rishus Rabin. That's where the people used to walk. So Mela, in between the Rishus Rabin, they didn't hand it from one wagon across to the other wagon. So it never went over the Rishus Rabin. They just used to hand it to the wagons in front of them. So each wagon was on the same side of the Rishus Rabin, and they just handed it from one Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid, on the same side of the Rishus Rabin. That's why if they're both Bejuta Achas, they're both the same side of the Rishus Rabin, they're Chayiv. Avolei Zorkin, Avad, the Kroshim were too heavy, they couldn't afford to throw the Kroshim. Therefore, if you throw it, you put them. So Drashi, V'yamoshit Chayiv, Shemitzinu Harshotok Yoitza Bo Lamala Meyud B'mishkan. We saw such a carrying from one Rishus Yochid, handing it to another Rishus Yochid, even though it's Lamala Meyud in the Mishkan. Rishus Yochid, Uktsas Arik Rishus Rab Masik B'nayim. And the Rishus Rab used to be in between them. Shekachoy Savoydus Alavim, Meforesh B'yozul, Ketzeb Metzinu Kazu B'yavoydosin. How do we see this in the Mishkan? Shevishtei Agolos, the two wagons, Zu Achazu, one in front of the other. Rishus Rabin. Porke Mishkan, the ones that took down the Mishkan, Moshita Le'oysim, they used to hand it. The Kroshim, the beams of the Mishkan. Shalva Gola Shetzim, they used to hand it to the people in the wagon right in front of them. Vehein, now each wagon would be Moshita and hand it Vaito Le'elush Lefneim, they would hand it to the wagon in front of them. Avolor Zorkim, they didn't throw it though. Shenoysim Kroshim is Rokat of Nekoyzim. They wouldn't want to throw it because it was too heavy. So therefore, you didn't have any throwing in the Mishkan, you only had the Melachas Hashotah. Therefore, Hashotah is Chayiv. Sati Gemara Michti.